Hey, Northgate Community Church and Facebook family, it's Pastor Jesse here. And sitting next to me, you should know this guy by now. You should really know who this man is. In fact, I'm gonna give you 3 seconds to shout it at the screen right now. What's his name? His name is Doug Montandon.
Thank you. Just the social media world out there and Northgate Community Church family. It's wonderful to be here with Jesse today.
Yeah, we're doing this a little differently. This is that super treat that I was talking about the last couple of weeks. We have our friend here who's going to tell us a little bit about Love Inc. And we're going to share a little bit about what we've been doing the last couple of weeks, especially during this time in COVID. But before we get started, let's go ahead and pray for our time together, and then we'll get started. So, Jesus, just thank you so much for technology and the way that we can leverage that, for communicating with each other and staying in touch. I just pray for this time right now that it just be a blessing to our community, Lord, to our neighbors, that the words that we would say and the scripture that we use, Lord, would just glorify you. And we just pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Doug, I sent you a series of questions, so you should be able to answer these things.
Just like that.
Just like that, like lightning round speed. No, we're going to spend a couple minutes talking and going over some of these things. So first and foremost, what does Love Inc. do? Like, is it such like it, if you're just to, like, distill it down. Yeah, what do you do exactly?
A fine point. So on a really micro level, we work as a contact center in this community. Mm-hmm. So for folks in need in this community, they can reach out to us, mm-hmm. and then we triage their situation, mm-hmm. What needs they may exist, and then we direct them out into resources or connect them with resources in our community, and of which we love to connect our families and individuals with local churches.
Okay.
That are concentrated on specific needs, where that church can really focus and say, we're going to handle this need of food insecurity, let's mm-hmm. say. Or we're gonna come around the issue of healthy families, mm-hmm. you know? So very in a very simple way, on a micro level, we take calls from those in the community who are in need, mm-hmm. and then we look to guide and direct them to resources in the community that can help to meet those needs. On a macro level, we're keeping our ear to the ground to what those meaningful needs are in the mm-hmm. community. Like, housing is a really big issue. Mm-hmm. That's up and down the state of California and on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. But really trying to come around that issue and devise plans that would really be able to lift families and individuals, potentially even up off the street,
yeah.
into secure housing. So gathering those leaders in our community, are all the sectors of our community, to bring about conversation towards, you know, great work, of which one of those seats belonging to the church.
Oh, okay. So you want the churches to be involved with the work that's happening here at Love Inc., right? So
absolutely.
The churches should be involved, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. I want to make sure we get that out there.
Absolutely.
So you do just a few things.
We do.
It sounds like you just do a few things.
We do a few things. Our mission is to mobilize local churches to transform lives and communities in the name of Christ.
Yeah.
And that's a hefty, loaded mission. Mm-hmm. And our heartbeats for the church. Mm-hmm. Without the church, we don't exist.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Really, our work is it's dependent on the church and its capacity to come alongside families and individuals. Mm-hmm. This is something that's deeply rooted in the midst of the church. We know how to take care of our own,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So for us to be able to pass along those good works to our community, to our neighbors, mm-hmm. is very vital to our work and just seeing the kingdom built in this community.
Yep.
So it's quite an honor to be able to serve in this community. It's a great family town. And we really look forward to all those folks who we can guide towards local churches. Our heart beats for the church.
Yeah, awesome. That's great. You guys service a lot of folks. You see a lot of people. What are some of the recent victories that Love Inc. has seen over the past mm-hmm. couple of weeks, especially with the caveat of COVID and the pandemic?
Yeah, COVID has been a pretty interesting time for us.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, it created an interesting dynamic for us and our volunteers, because we're an organization that is completely ran by volunteers. I'll say that, completely ran by volunteers.
That's right.
PSA, completely.
We'll put that in like the in a title screen right down exactly. here. That'll be the quote of the today's video.
So for folks to get involved in it, and in some cases, you know, individuals who are involved here and who are volunteering, you know, they had to kind of press pause on their ability to volunteer, which is reasonable. Yeah. I mean, and then we had a group of folks that said, you know, we're an essential organization. We need to be able to continue to operate. And as I begged and pleaded that they stay,
right.
you know, we promised to do what we would do, what protocols needed to be done. Mm-hmm. As far as victories, I mean, we've been able to maintain our contact center all throughout the entire pandemic.
That's awesome.
And be able to guide families and individuals towards those resources mm-hmm. in our primary work. As well as early on in the pandemic, we were able to do some really cool stuff with our school district when it came to unaccompanied youth.
Yep.
We were able to triage a number of individual students who were either juniors or high schools, junior or seniors in high school.
Yeah.
And really our hope at the beginning of that was that the pandemic for unaccompanied youth, you know, kind of paints this kind of hectic life
mm-hmm.
Where they, you know, they may be living in their vehicle. They yeah. may be living with a family friend.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't know. So some of those things, those doors may have got shut during the early rounds of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And it was our hope just to gather community leaders, churches and individuals in this community who could help triage some of these young students' lives,
yeah.
Where it wouldn't be such a disruption, so mm-hmm. to speak. They wouldn't look at COVID as, at least our hope and dream was that COVID would not be the derailing of their high school career.
Yeah.
Our hope was that it would be, it was a up and to the right season.
Yeah.
And COVID created the certain environment where they actually got to be more connected
yeah.
and more felt more love from the community just because of their situation and their need. So that was in the early days of school shutdowns and
right.
things like that and distance learning.
Mm-hmm.
That was some really exciting times. We were gathering community leaders once a week to talk and triage individuals and their individual needs. We were given permission from our school district to talk about 16 young lives
yeah.
and be able to speak into their life. And it was really monumental for us as a community, as an organization. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Recent victories, we were able to guide someone home towards Montana, reunite them with family.
Okay.
We've been working with a young couple in the past few days.
Right.
A real young couple.
Right. I think that something so special happened today, right?
Yes, absolutely.
On Tuesdays.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that young couple, they had some interesting situation where they found themselves living in their vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Two young kids, a year and a half old.
Mm-hmm.
And they're... they had some obstacles that they had to overcome in order to get into a local shelter.
Yeah.
And we were able to provide them that bridge in order for them to stay in a hotel
yeah.
For this past few weeks. That was through our partnership with the United Way,
mm-hmm.
Which another cool victory that we've had
yeah,
that's
right.
in the
that's
past
right.
couple months. But yeah, just we were able to help them stay in a hotel, keep them accountable to some things,
mm-hmm.
and kind of help and guide and help them navigate these past couple weeks. They had to get a marriage license.
Okay, yeah, that was one of the hoops or hurdles that they had to do
yeah.
In order yeah. to get put into the their new residence.
Yeah, and their new residence. So they're going to be staying with Hope Shelters for the next few months.
So it's like
months.
The first Love Inc. Hope Shelter marriage,
this,
right?
This is real.
Is it the first one?
is the first one, I believe. Yes, I believe.
There could have been
on
others
record.
Out there. On record,
there could have been, yeah, some others.
At least it was on Facebook. So, yeah, that's awesome.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Moving right along here, what are some of the struggles? We've already talked about a few of them already, but what are some of like the immediate struggles that you see in our community?
Mm. So, immediate struggles. Well, housing. We have to kind of go back to that, I think, because what we're noticing is we know that Manteca has a number of people who are unsheltered, and yes, some of those situations are clouded by many different dependencies like drugs and alcohol, mm-hmm. Just broken family relationships.
Yeah.
There are so many complications with the group of individuals that I'm speaking of, but I think it travels up the spectrum a little bit. You know, families, by and large, you can look at Dave Ramsey. They talk about how, you know, some people have less than $500. Like a good percentage of Americans have less than $500 in the bank.
Yeah.
And so a lot of individuals are living from paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
And so I think some of the, and when it comes to housing, I would say, for a good number of folks in this community, what we've been able to survey is just that is an ongoing struggle.
Yeah.
It's just like, where am I going to be living? And
especially since like all of the government subsidies, and August 15th was a big deadline for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
You know, I was even talking with somebody the other day how motorhomes and RVs, you can't find them because people are literally having to like find these alternate ways of housing themselves that were just, you know, so you can't find a motorhome or a RV to save your life now.
Yeah, the cost of housing is quite significant, and for all of you out there, you probably know this, but it's just for those who are on the lower end of the income spectrum, it's a real challenge. When you're spending upwards of 50-60% on housing costs, you know, one little thing can set your budget off kilter, right? So that's a real significant need in right here in Manteca, mm-hmm. just developing some thoughtfully developing some approaches towards affordable housing. A lot of the folks that we talk to in our contact center, that's what they're mainly struggling with, is being able to afford housing, and just where that next place they may live in.
Yeah, it almost sounds like there could almost be like a community where there are tiny houses.
Could be.
Huh,
could
maybe that's on the horizon.
Maybe something like
maybe
that.
Maybe someone listening here could be like, oh man, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Let me write a big check.
Yeah, we need a check with a lot of zeros and a lot of commas. I think that's what we're looking for.
Exactly. No, but that's a real need. And recently with the pandemic, mm-hmm. I think what's created I heard a statistic the other day, and I'll probably misquote it, but it's, you know, we're all operating at a certain level of anxiety
mm-hmm.
During this thing. Like,
yeah.
A lot of our rhythms have been disrupted, and families, for whatever, you know, because of the pandemic, it's upset our boat a little bit.
Yeah.
And we're still all adjusting a lot, but I think folks' social emotional health
mm-hmm.
is hurting right now.
Yeah.
We're not able to be in conversations like this as much as we were before.
Right.
Our rhythms are off balance, and some of those outlets that we had, we can't gather. For instance, the brew pub. Like, we can't get together and have a beer and enjoy time together.
Right.
And talk about some real things.
Yeah.
With others. And so I think that's created, we're noticing that a lot from our friends at the school district, mm-hmm. Manteca Unified. They have a real need right now.
Yeah.
And more towards the parents, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the students are impacted and need these kind of resources for mental health
mm-hmm.
and just wellness in general. But I think the parents, those rhythms have been so upset by the pandemic, we're seeing such a rise in the mental health of our community residents. So, it's just one little thing. Everybody's kind of on boil.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much just to turn it, and it overflows.
Yeah.
So, I think that's something that we as the church can bring hope into that conversation.
Oh, man.
And we can also just be a calm voice.
Like a presence, right? A calm presence in our community.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Man. And it gets me thinking, man, you know, so much of our, like you've described, so much of our lives has been displaced, and a lot of us are sitting at home, you know, listening to this video or listening to this podcast or watching it. You know, and it is still okay. It is okay to go and leave, right? It is okay to, like, go interact.
Groceries and coffee. And,
like, delivering food and groceries and things like that. So we'll get to that towards the end. I don't want to jump the gun. You brought up one of the groups that I'm really passionate about, and that is Brewpub.
Yes.
And I made an announcement on Facebook that we're going to talk about some new things pertaining to Brewpub in our community and our city, because all the things that Love Inc. does and this new endeavor that we're talking about, they're all kind of, they all kind of link up in this symbiotic relationship.
Yeah.
One helps another, and when one thrives, the other one thrives. And we've been working on some pretty interesting things specifically with our downtown area. And a lot of people have probably heard, seen, and been to the brewery, right? So the brewery is going to be this new shining star. Shining star. It's like, where's it at?
It's like
where's the downtown district at?
Block, somewhere right in
there.
Somewhere right there.
That's right. So you can see on the map. Yeah, I think, is it colored in?
No, it's not yet.
Oh, okay.
But it's right here. Here's the cleaner, the press boxing.
The tiny little building.
And then the big green roof.
That's right.
Whatever that is. Yeah, that looks like it.
Yeah, it looks just right out there. So, you know, all you all pubbers out there and all the folks that have, you know, have been hanging around us know that we're doing this thing in the middle of a pandemic. And it seems kind of crazy to be doing anything during a pandemic, especially like starting a brewery of all things. How do we think that that's going to like impact Manteca like when it opens? What are kind of your expectations?
Oh, wow. I'm my expectation that it's going to be kind of a bright light down in our downtown. And my expectations of it is it's going to be a wonderful place to gather and just meet up, have a nice beer, enjoy some time together with friends, my hope is that it becomes an example of how to do business in downtown. It becomes kind of a neat little place to get gain visibility of the kingdom in our community.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that others aren't doing work downtown.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to really kind of, what does that lens look like? You know, what does the kingdom lens look like in our downtown? And I hope that the brewery will be a good pattern.
Yeah.
A good benchmark.
Like a proof of concept.
So to be. And that where folks could really see that there's something different about that organization.
Yeah.
That organization is not on it. They produce a great beer.
Great product.
But there's something about the culture there. There's something about, and what is that something? I would say that that's the church.
Yeah.
I would say that that's, the witness of into kind of into our community, but I would also say that that it's kind of what's to be, like, to come, like a foreshadowing,
like a phase one,
of some
things that are happening. And that's been one of the things that we've been doing a lot together, Doug, is engaging with conversations with other city leaders, specifically some folks in Modesto with City Ministry Network. We've been doing some cohorts with Hugh Halter out in Alton, and because we kind of, you know, Brewpub, again, was in, like, his main ethos was to do church with beer and church at the same time, right? And that got a little hairy, you know, but by and large, it's all cool. We love the people that are there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it had this, like, it morphed, kind of like in year one, which we were, like, thinking, man, couldn't we support nonprofits? Mm-hmm. You know, and because we have a lot of friends who run nonprofits who are doing great work. If we could maybe help alleviate a mortgage payment or a rent payment on a month, I mean, could that help that organization? And it's kind of, I think it's evolving again.
Yeah.
I think it's turning into this next phase where we're going to be doing some work, and the term that is often gets used is social enterprise, right? Business that it gets created, not just for its self benefit, but for the benefit of others, for the benefit of Manteca.
Yeah.
And so we kind of have this grand vision of like creating these incubator spaces where our friends, that's you folks out there, who are passionate about coffee or barbecue or yoga or Pilates or all these different things, you know, bracelet making, all these different things that we are passionate about, that if we can give folks a space to live some of this, grow into some of this business acumen, that maybe that could help our city too, yeah. Right? What if there's like a, and even going a little, maybe even a little bit in a flipping the coin, is maybe there's nonprofits. There's probably not enough nonprofits to meet all the current needs, right? Right? Would you say that, right?
Yeah.
So what if there's a nonprofit that help, I don't know, deliver meals to people
in
a real effective and cheap and easy way?
Absolutely.
Right? You know, and so having and giving space for those folks to work. And again, I have a big vision to see this thing, and I hope you all can catch some of this, is, you know, to own some property downtown.
Yeah.
You know, to create this market area where, you know, folks who love coffee can have their little coffee shop there, but also across the way there's like a yogurt shop or whatever like that. But we're not just doing business just to do business. We're doing business for the flourishing of our city.
Yeah.
To me, that's the big thing that beats at my heart so incredibly close.
One thing I want to add to that, Jesse, is just this idea that, you know, I was a perpetrator of this belief before, a long time ago, early in my, but when I first came a believer, is like, I felt like I had to go into ministry,
right,
in order to actually fulfill a calling,
right,
so to speak.
Absolutely.
I had to, you know,
become, well, that's what you did, right? You would go to, you'd become a believer, then you'd go to seminary,
and
you'd become
be a pastor, and then it'd be good,
and
right?
Then
I reached the pinnacle of my call.
Follow the track, right?
exactly. But I believe, and Jesse would say the same thing, that I believe that there's some of those folks out there who are, you know, maybe God has given them a tremendous gift to roast a great coffee.
Yeah.
They need to, God's given them resource and outlet, and they just need a little bit of opportunity to cultivate that idea.
Yeah.
At a low rent. But maybe it's you know, it's whatever that might be, woodworking whatever that may be, or barbecuing, or, but God's given them that gift in order to kind of outlay a little bit of the kingdom, you know, and to create a witness of just how good his creation is.
Yeah.
So,
oh man,
I just get so excited, and what really excites me too about the brewery and the this vision is that to see someone mobilized, mm-hmm, in a capacity where they are living out their calling, where they are living out where maybe they were a project manager in the financial services industry, mm-hmm, and they never thought how that could provide for kingdom efforts.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
But when they get a vision for seeing that, how that's contributing to the bigger plan, their eyes get wide. And just
it kind of sounds like church, man. I mean, it sounds like all the great parts
of
it, right?
Absolutely. You know? So I just wanted to share that a little bit. It just, it makes my heart beat. It makes me happy. And I imagine it makes a lot of you out there happy to hear something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be landing a plane here, all right? So, Doug.
Yes.
How can some folks get involved with Love Inc. today if they wanted to hop on board and they want to say, hey, man, you know, the way that you all resource folks right here and now, how you guys mobilize things, there's some really awesome things that are happening on the horizon with your organization.
Yeah.
How would they get a hold of you? How would they get a hold of, you know, folks here to be on that boat?
Be on the boat. Well, they can reach out to us at our phone. The phone works.
Yeah.
209-825-9131. Just call and leave us a message or talk to our contact center folks. Let them know, hey, I would like to volunteer or figure out how I can get involved.
Because there's, you probably need some volunteers.
Absolutely,
to do some stuff, right?
Absolutely. We need volunteers to man the phones. To we have some exciting things around kind of the administrative back end of our work. We're launching a new system called Unite Us here in this community. It's bringing about some interesting ways for us to receive referrals over the web,
over the wire.
Man, so imagine that.
2020.
Imagine that. So and these referrals are coming from organizations like hospital networks and healthcare systems, so it's really neat opportunity for us to kind of unleash church folk on at some of these very critical needs for community members. But call us. You can call us at 209-825-9131, or you can go out to our website, loveincmanteca.org. There's a get a hold of us, contact us page, and write us a little note telling us you're looking to, interested in volunteering. But we'd love to have you. We're always in need of folks to talk to people in need in this community.
Yeah, absolutely. Just simply being the person, that person of peace in the community.
Absolutely.
Right? Touching bases, absolutely. You know, making a phone call or a text message.
Absolutely. We're actually mobilizing a team real soon. We didn't even get to talk about it, but we received a grant from the United Way a little while back, and we got to build out portable showers.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So that's a really cool thing coming online very soon, and we're gonna be deploying that here across some agencies in the community. A little different than we were doing it before, if some of you are familiar with that. We wanted to respond to COVID-19 in such a way around the issue of hygiene. And really just the idea that, hey, COVID is a communicable disease, and if you're not able to keep yourself clean, you can be more susceptible to this disease. So we took that focus, and we're going to be launching that work here soon. We're going to need teams of drivers and people to man the work, and it's going to be a lot of fun. More to come on that. But if you reach out to us on our website or give us a call at 209-825-9131, you will certainly love to share with you more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other ways to get involved from the brew pub side, through the social enterprise work that we're doing. I think me and Doug, we would love to release you out into our community.
Absolutely.
Right? The things that you are passionate about, the things that God, has just put on your heart to go out and do, we want to help grow and foster that and have a place to put y'all.
Yes.
You know, we want to have a place to put y'all. You know, like we talked about earlier, the brewery is just phase one of that. It's that proof of concept for our community. We think our community wants and deserves and is thirsty for new and exciting new ventures. So there'll be contact information here to get a hold of me or Doug or anybody like that. But begin to be dreaming, be praying for what Manteca looks like. Be praying for all the nonprofits that are doing great work in our town. And there's another good one coming around right now. So again, thank you so much, very much, everybody. If you guys have any questions, you can always reach out, info@northgatemanteca.com. Doug, any final words?
Just thank you for the opportunity, Jesse, to be able to share.
Yeah, man, this was great. We should have a podcast or something like that.
We should do this more often.
All right. God bless, everybody.
God bless.
Peace.
Bye-bye.